You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Jamie Guth. There's been news this month on two different drugs for onchocerciasis, also known as river blindness. Today we're talking to experts about how this is contributing to eliminating this disease that affects so many throughout Africa. Onchocerciasis is a disease that causes debilitating skin disease, severe itching and disfigurement, as well as blindness. A black fly transmits the disease, which deposits infective larvae in people's skin, which then grow into worms. Over 37 million people are infected, often living in poor rural African communities. Today, two researchers from the WHO-based Special Program for Research and Training in Tropical Diseases, known as TDR, tell us about important new studies that are helping to eliminate this disease. Dr. Hans Rummy has been leading a study on ivermectin, a drug that's given once a year to people to kill the larvae of the worms that cause the problems.
Since ivermectin kills the larvae, annual treatment of affected communities has been very effective in controlling the disease manifestations. Ivermectin is donated free of charge by the manufacturer Merck & Co. And APOC, the African Program for Onchocerciasis Control, has done a fantastic job in making sure that the drug gets every year to the people who need it, using an innovative approach called community-directed treatment. Over 60 million people are now receiving ivermectin treatment annually. However, the adult worms are not killed by ivermectin. After treatment, they start producing new larvae again, and this makes it necessary to repeat treatment at least annually. But we did not know how long this was needed, if the parasite could ever be eliminated with this approach, and if treatment ever could be stopped. The Public Library of Science Journal on Eclectotropical Diseases has now published our study that shows that after 15 to 17 years treatment in three areas in Mali and Senegal, we were able to stop treatment without further transmission. 2 years after the last treatment, there were no infected people and there were no infected black fly. This is the first time we have had evidence of being able to eliminate onchocerciasis with ivermectin.
Does this mean that you can stop the treatment after 17 years everywhere in Africa?
Well, Africa is large. The study has established the principle of elimination, but we need more information to understand how this will play out in different parts of the continent.
How many countries in Africa have been giving out ivermectin for this 15 to 17-year time period? And when will you know if it's possible to stop the treatment elsewhere?
The study was done in special areas with the longest history of ivermectin treatment. That's why we selected them. In most countries, treatment started only some 10 years ago, and then only in part of the country. However, after 10 years of treatment, one should be able to see if the infection levels are falling towards a clear endpoint.
Thank you, Dr. Rummy. Now we're going to talk to Dr. Annette Kuzel, who's managing a clinical trial of a new drug for river blindness called moxidectin. She's just come back from the newly created clinical trial center in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Dr. Kuzel, what's different about this drug?
Well, as you heard from Dr. Rummy, ivermectin is effective against the larvae. We think that moxidectin could actually work against the adult worms, either killing them or sterilizing them. If that is indeed the case, then moxidectin would maybe have to be given only 5 to 6 years as opposed to 10, 15, or 17 years. And especially for the countries that have only recently started to distribute ivermectin, in particular post-conflict countries like Liberia or DRC, that would make a huge difference.
So where are these trials being conducted?
Well, we're conducting trials in Ghana, Liberia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo in areas which, for one reason or another, have not had widespread ivermectin distribution yet. In Liberia and Democratic Republic of Congo, this is the case because of the recent conflicts in these countries. Now, you can imagine that working in post-conflict countries and post-conflict areas is actually very challenging. And we have found that there is no research capacity there. So we actually had to build research centers from scratch in two sites. And in one site in Riti Ituri, we were lucky. We were given buildings that hadn't been used since the war to renovate. Now, building the capacity includes everything from generators, internet access, every single little machine that is needed to conduct the evaluations that are required by the study protocols. Now, one of the things that I find particularly satisfying in working in these areas is that, on the one hand, drug development is a very risky business. Only 1 out of 5 drugs on average who make it into this stage of development actually make it into the use they are being developed for. Now, for us, means our work will never be in vain, even if moxidectin turns out not to be the drug that we wanted. The capacity that we built will remain there, both the infrastructure and in particular also the personnel capacity.
So for the moxidectin, when do you think that you'll know if it works?
We'll have initial data coming out sometime in the first quarter of 2010, and then the results of the studies that we've just initiated in Liberia and hope to initiate soon in Ghana and DRC will be available sometime in 2012.
If you would like to learn more about this subject, there are links to related information on the transcript page of this podcast episode. Look for the link for the podcast on the homepage of our website at www.who.int. That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments on our podcast or suggestions for future health topics, drop us a line. Our email address is podcast@who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Jamie Guth in Geneva.